strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 2nd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
Hello, everybody. Yeah, sorry, it's not Rob. I saw some people talking in the chat saying, oh, Rob will be on today. It's not Rob, but it's Robert. So maybe that'll help.
There you go. Yes, Rob is coming on next week.
Yeah.
We'll get Rob. But for now, yes, it is in fact Bobby, and we are here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 13 in the house. 13. And we're closing in on our first real eviction of the season. You know, all the other ones have been fake evictions so far.
So far.
In my opinion.
So far.
It was a little bit of a slower day, especially in comparison to the hectic craziness of the past few days, especially leading up to the veto. I can tell you up front, not much movement in terms of whether or not, Ovi is going to stay. Ovi is still in about the same spot he was yesterday. He's in about the same spot he was the second he got put up on the block. He still does not know that he's going to be going home.
Yeah, it's too bad. And it's really unfortunate, especially you see the dynamics of this house, but no real movement with Ovi. He's still in the same situation, even late into the night, even with Kat going a little bit crazy. You don't see any movement in his position. It's looking like it's going to be a sure thing, but hey, we still got 48 hours. Maybe something can happen. You know, I was just in Vegas this weekend, so it's a roll of the dice. Maybe something can change.
Maybe, but it's not looking fantastic. We did, of course, get a Cliff Notes session in the morning, but not too much new from that one. We did learn the day before that Cliff does feel kind of close to Nicole. We are going to get a little bit of a Cliff Nicole conversation in the day where they kind of, you know, give each other some, you know, amount of like, hey, we're kind of working with each other. Nicole, of course, not going to expose the Black Widows or anything, because why would she do that? Why would anybody do that? It does seem like they are working together to some extent, and I would really love, because like Cliff is the ally Nicole deserves, unlike Bella and even to an extent Kemi, who doesn't like fully trust Nicole. So I really hope, like, I would love to see them work together and do well together.
Yeah, no, I mean, Cliff would be the perfect ally, and he's just sitting there just waiting to be picked up by someone. Like, I am shocked that not one person has really gone up to him and said, hey, you know what? You're kind of in this house just sitting around. Let's bring you in. Let's get you going. And it's unfortunate to see someone with so much, you know, fandom and love for this game just kind of just sitting there because of the H factor. And I feel like Nicole could be a good opportunity for him.
Yes. All right. So we talk of the house in the morning, especially, was about Sis and Jack and how they've been spending a lot of time together. Sis is always talking about how good looking Jack is. And the night before, they had been staying up late. They'd been like hanging out in the HOH bed together. Christy wasn't too happy about it. And it kind of made the big story of the morning about, Sis and Jack, is something going on there? Are they getting together? What's going on here? And so that was the talk of the morning, especially, of course, with Nick. Nick in particular, but it was it, other people were also talking about it, but Nick in particular, I don't know why, but for some reason, this really caused Nick to talk even more about wanting to target Jack. I mean, it's for some reason, Nick just really wants to target Jack. And it, I'm sure, has nothing to do with the fact that that Jack and Sis seem to be maybe starting a thing.
Yeah, no, it's completely not because of that at all. Maybe a little jealousy is kicking in. But, honestly, I was never high on Sis going into this season. I've seen other people say, she's not what I thought she was going to be. Listening to her interview with Jeff, I just thought that, maybe she wasn't as game savvy as everyone kind of wanted her to be. And watching her play this week in the house, it's kind of proven me right, because she just seems to be floating around and waiting for, a hot guy to talk to her. And that's the only real gameplay we get out of her. So, it's kind of unfortunate that, Nick's looking at it that way, but I can totally see where he's coming from. Part of me wants to be right there with him on that one.
Yeah, so Cliff does find out that Ovi will be going home. He wasn't quite sure before, but he doesn't feel, he's basically told, don't tell him yet. We'll tell him like the day before, which happens to be today. So maybe we'll start to see some movement, and Ovi will find out that he's in trouble today. And then maybe he can do something about it, especially since he has this power. He can maybe tell somebody about it. We'll see. But for now, he still is unaware. Bella and Christy are going to complain about Jack for a while, because that just happens a lot.
Yeah, Christy is just like you said yesterday in the LOC, she is a crazier version than Caitlin, as much as I can't believe that's possible. And I love Caitlin. Caitlin was a fun crazy. Christy's just a crazy, crazy. And the HOH-itis is rampant in this one. And I thought so when you got the little sneak previews when the live feeds were coming out. I was like, okay, she either really likes to talk or she is a little bit crazy. And I think it's both now. So it's really fun to watch.
I did have this reaction where, prior to the veto ceremony, everything was down to her. And so it was like, what is she thinking? What is she doing? The second the veto ceremony happened and she kept saying the same thing, I immediately just was like, oh, please, I don't want to have to listen to you anymore. I turn the audio away from when she's on there, because I'm just so tired of hearing her say the same things. And now it doesn't matter because she doesn't have power anymore.
I can't wait to see if she gets turned down a notch or two once she's out of power, if it's just HOH-itis kind of thing, or is this just her? Because if this is just her, man, it's going to be a short summer. I'll be honest. I believe it'll be a short summer.
Yeah, I'm hoping things get turned down a little bit once she's out of power. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And of course, she was complaining about Jack. She was complaining about the fact that that he was up in her bed with Sis and all of that stuff. It's like, come on. Apparently, at some point, production in the diary room let Jack know, hey, you gotta tone it down, bro. You're saying some things. It's not good. And his sort of, reaction to that was, oh boy, taking my things out of context. I guess I gotta be more careful. Hopefully he'll be more careful, I guess.
Yeah, it's not taking it out of context, dummy. It's you said you want to stomp a mud hole in someone, and you've been talking bad about women in the house, especially women of color. And it's, of course, people are going to take it the wrong way. Don't be an idiot. It's really, this is the worst type of casting, in my opinion, is, someone who is a recruit and has no knowledge of the game and has these opinions that don't match what the fans or anyone in real life should have. And it's really unfortunate to see. And granted, I don't know how he is outside the house. I'm not trying to say that. But what we're seeing in the house is just someone that no one wants to see.
Yes, I'm seeing that Cliff is doing his Cliff notes right now.
Yeah, and it's a daily hello to you.
Yes, he shouted us out again. And also, the Summer of Stein.
He says,
how many oofs are they laughing at me?
Gosh, that's great. I love Cliff so much. It's so great to see someone, especially the fandom that we have, in the house. And you know, even if he's an older guy, who cares? It just makes it more fun and more rootable to have a character like that in the house.
Yes. So we also got Bella and Nicole talking about this this new Black Widows All Women's Alliance, and they're talking about that. Bella says, you know, look, there's a reason all women alliances don't work out. And in my head, I was like, yeah, you're that reason, Bella. Because we'll see later on why that is. But also, you know, what I talked about before. But what she said was like, oh, yeah, paranoia. Paranoia is the cause of all women's alliances breaking up. I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. It's people not being able to go and tell someone else about it. It's always broken up by one or two girls that just can't won't want to work with other women or has to go say something to the guys, and that seems to always break it up. So who knows?
So Holly, Kat, and Jackson are going to talk a bit here about Kemi, and Jackson is kind of pleased that Kemi is no longer seemingly coming after him, at least quite as much as she used to be. It seems more directed at Jack now, and he's very happy about that. Holly is basically like, you're welcome. That was me. And Jackson was like, hey, you know, I swallowed my pride, and I've been nicer to her. I feel like that's made a difference too.
Yeah, I don't know how much of a difference is made by you, Jackson, but Holly's trying to take the credit on this one.
Yeah. You know, Jackson and Holly, these people, they're feeling a little bit better on Kemi, which is bad news for Jess, because it's Jess or Kemi, basically, that's going to be targeted next week for the most part. So, you know, good for Kemi a little bit, but not great for Jess. Kemi is going to talk to Bella, and they're going to talk about, again, the Black Widows and, like, you know, how do we feel about this? Do we trust them? Kemi is basically like, yeah, I wouldn't want to tell Jess and Nicole everything because I don't know how much I can trust them. However, you know, I trust you. I trust you the most. I could tell you anything, Bella. You're the person that I trust the most. And it's just like it's watching somebody driving a car and there's like a cliff and they just keep driving toward it. And you're just like, no, stop. But they can't see, like, their GPS is guiding them that way. And they're not looking at the road. They're only looking at the GPS. And you're just like, no, don't trust Bella. She shouldn't be trusted.
Not a cliff hog. Not a cliff hog that they're driving off of. No, it reminds me of on The Office when Michael's character is following the GPS and it just goes right into the lake. Even though Dwight's saying, don't go that way. You're going to go into the lake. You're going to go to the lake. He's like, no, this is right. And he hits the lake. It's exactly like that. And it's really funny because it's anyone else. If she trusted anyone else, I feel like they'd be more on her side. Even people part of that eight. Besides Bella, Bella's the one person that seems to always run and take that information back to the group. I feel like if she, you know, said that to Tommy, Tommy would take it in and kind of keep it to himself. But it's Bella, and Bella just can't stop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not good, Kemi. It's not good. They do talk about how they love Christy, but they do not want to, like, bring her in or anything. She's too connected, you know. They can't fully trust. They love her. They can't fully trust her like they can fully trust Bella. The two of them, Bella and Kemi, can definitely both trust Bella. They also talk about Sis and how she's in a great spot. That she flirts with all the guys. None of the guys are going to put her up. None of the women are going to put her up because of this girl power thing. So she doesn't even have to play the game. She's just sitting around doing nothing. And so they actually feel like that's kind of annoying, and that they might actually put her up as maybe a pawn next to Jack or Jackson. Kemi's plan would basically be to nominate Jack and Jackson, and then if one of them won the veto, replace them with Sis and send the other one home. Kemi also feels like Tommy is in a similar position to Sis, that he's just kind of liked by everyone, wouldn't be put up, and therefore isn't really playing the game. obviously vast difference between how Sis and Tommy are playing the game, but I think that's pretty much how Tommy wants to be seen. So for the most negative thing I've ever heard about Tommy, it's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great spot for Tommy. Hey, if people are thinking that he's not playing the game, then he's sitting perfect right now and he's playing the perfect game. It's unfortunate that Kimmy kind of looks at it as a reason to target him, but he's so far down in the pecking order, it doesn't really matter too much. But, you know, maybe we can manifest this. Maybe we can see a Jessica or Kimmy win so that we don't have the same, you know, monotony of what we had in Big Brother Canada 7, where it was just the same people winning power and going up. So let's see. Let's hope for something good, a little change up possible.
Yes. In fact, really, I think the person who recognizes what Tommy is capable of the most is actually Cliff, based on his Cliff Note sessions. He's talked about Tommy and how he really likes him. But he's a very social player, and he's seen him game a couple times, and that he maybe could be dangerous down the line, which is pretty astute, I think, of Cliff there.
Well, Cliff is knowledgeable because he, you know, he's a fan like us, and he's seen these types of players. He's seen how they maneuver in the house, which gives him an advantage over all these people that have seen one or two, you know, super fan seasons. So I completely think that Cliff, if brought into the right situation, which he's doing perfectly, I agree with Rob, where he just kind of has to lay low and he can get through that hurdle. I think that Cliff could really take advantage of that opportunity and be able to expose some people for what they really are.
Yes. So, as I mentioned before, Ovi is going to be running around all day talking to people individually, but it's largely inconsequential here. He's still in the dark and nobody is shining any light on his situation. So he's going to be talking to, again, various people throughout the day. Jack is one of them, and Jackson he talks to, but none of them are giving him anything that he needs. And it's, you know, it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's not going to go anywhere. And I just feel so bad for the guy. Like, he seems like a really good dude. Yes, he's had some awkward moments, but who doesn't have awkward moments? And it, especially around the clicky type people that he's been around. Honestly, like, the fact that he's been able to be so cool and relaxed and, you know, just trying to go with the flow and make friends, and the fact that people have been so disgusting to him, it really just, it makes me sick to my stomach seeing the way people have treated him. And I'm really hoping that something turns around, because I think most people would say the same thing. They would love to have him stay around over Kat and even David if there's some kind of situation down the road against him.
Yeah, I mean, everyone in the house is saying, you know, we feel so bad for Ovi. We feel bad for, we would love for him to stay personally, but game wise, it makes more sense to keep Kat around, which is, it's funny because the people who it makes the most sense to keep Kat around game wise are like Jackson and Jackson is like one of the few people that's like, game wise, I would love for Kat to go. But personally, I need to keep her. It's like everyone has it the complete opposite as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, most people are just like, you know, game wise, we just got to keep Kat around, even though we do feel bad for Ovi. Cliff feels bad for Ovi. Nick feels bad for Ovi. The person, again, that I just get very frustrated with is Christy, when she's like, ah, you know, I just feel so bad for Ovi. I'm just like, you're not allowed to feel bad for Ovi. No,
no, no. Stop it right now. Take your, you know, 10 and take it down to a 5. You are not allowed to be sad for Ovi. Ovi is a good guy, and you guys,
you are not allowed in this club.
Get out of here. No, we're not having this.
Especially because I think the frustrating part is that she talks about how, oh, I just feel so bad for, I don't even want to look him in the eye. It's just, you know, he's such a great guy. I just feel so bad. But then you see her rationalization, and you see her like dismiss the guilt. She's like, but look, it's what I had to do. It was the best move that I could have made. And I'm like, no, no, you continue to feel bad, even though I don't like when you feel bad. You stop everything that you're doing. Just don't talk.
Yeah, just get out of here. Can your HOH be over? It was so.
Just reverse time and make this not happen, Christy. That's what you should do.
I was just so mad. I was on vacation. I was like, okay, Ovi's in a good spot. They're going after Kimmy. You know, let's see. Because I loved Ovi in the, you know, pregame. And then all of a sudden, I miss the day of feeds. And I turn on you guys. And I'm just like, what in the world happened? How is Ovi in this situation? I literally had to pull over in the side of the road on the way back from Vegas, being like, what? My girlfriend's like, is everything okay? I was like, no, everything is not okay. I don't understand what's going on in this stupid house right now. So yeah, no, it's really, really infuriating.
Yeah. So yeah, that's happening. We get a big conversation between Bella and Nick. They talk about their relationship. That, you know, Bella's feeling like, she's feeling a little jealous. She doesn't like it when Nick flirts with the other girls. That she's, you know, he's talking to sis, he's carrying people around, he's touching the girls. She doesn't like that. But Nick is like, what do you mean you don't like that? I thought we were not doing this thing. We had a conversation. We said that we were not committing to this thing because, you know, there's other things that you've got going on. But Bella says, no, I am committed to this. I do want this. And he's like, well, that, why didn't you say so? Why did you tell me not the opposite earlier? That changes everything. Like, if you're into this, like I'm into this, like let's do this. And so they're kind of like, okay, well, maybe we'll do this, but also she's still like, but we still can't do anything. He's like, I'm still a little bit confused. And it kind of seems like you just don't want me to do anything, but I also not do anything with you and not move forward with you, but also be committed to you. And I'm not sure what that means, but okay, I'm down.
Yeah, no, it's just, I can't believe this situation. Yeah, I feel bad for the roommate, like your poor roommate who has no idea where you're at right now, who has to pay your side of the bills and, you know, has some kind of relationship with you. Now they have to turn on the TV and see this, like, oh, it's just so funny to watch. But yeah, no, I think Nick's in a hard spot right here, and he put himself in the spot too, because Bella's just going to give him the runaround each time he gets close. It's just like, it's a cat and mouse game. So it's going to be interesting.
It does. It seems like Nick is into Bella, but he got, you know, and they kind of, you know, hooked up a little bit, but then got kind of stonewalled, like, but look, I can't do anything right now. I got other things going on. And so we gotta put this on ice. And he was like, okay, so we're not doing this. All right. I feel a little rejected about that. I'm going to go try and, you know, find somebody else. Kind of rebound a little bit. He went to Sis. He got rejected there. And he was like, oh, well, screw Sis. She likes Jack. And of course she likes Jack. He's a hunk, whatever. And so he's just like, whatever. I'll be about the bros, I guess. Like, I'll still, you know, do the stuff. But then when Bella saw that Nick was doing other stuff, she was like, well, wait a minute. No, hold on. We don't have to totally abandon this, right? Like, how about we are together but not together, and so like I can have a claim on you, but also we won't move forward necessarily, but we'll still be, you know, committed to a thing that doesn't quite exist yet. And Nick is like, I mean, I guess so.
Oh, Taryn, this is such a high school drama situation that I do not miss. Like, I'm 30. This was back when I was 16, 17. And I mean, we usually get some kind of drama like that every season, but this is really up there in high school drama. And I can't do this. This is the type of Big Brother that I'm not into. I'm into the strategy and the gameplay and the love connections. No, this isn't Love Island. This isn't Love Island. Stop. It feels like it.
It does impact the strategy because they get to the end of this conversation and Bella's feeling better about Nick. They're feeling a little more committed to whatever it is they have going on. And she decides to let Nick know, hey, just so you know, isn't this funny? I formed an alliance with Cammy, Jess, and Nicole last night. Isn't that hilarious? It's an all women's thing.
She just really cannot stop. Like, she, anytime she gets any kind of information, and you know this is gonna bite her in the butt one of these times, like someone's gonna say something to the wrong person, Bella's gonna say something, and it's gonna get leaked. Like, there's no way in an 8-person alliance that something doesn't get turned around to the person that she was told to. So it's only a matter of time that this bites Bella. And I thought Bella was going to be really good this season. And she started off great the first couple episodes. I still think she could be. But if she keeps going in the trajectory that she's going, where she has to tell everyone everything about anyone that comes up to her, it's going to bite her. It really is.
Yeah, the initial girl power talk lasted about an hour or two before Kat and Holly talked crap about it, and now this Black Widows alliance lasted less than 24 hours before it got exposed. And of course, Nick is going to begin to start telling Sam about this, and this is going to get out very soon, I imagine. Nick is, after this conversation, going to run to Tommy and Sam and start telling them about how, dude, Bella's jealous that I'm like carrying Sis around, and they were like, but I thought you weren't a thing. And he was like, exactly. What's happening here? Like, very classic kind of like complain to your bros about your girl kind of thing, which is like, in my opinion, annoying, but he's doing it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's the most infuriating part of Big Brother for me, but yeah, you know, it is what it is. We get something like this every summer, but yeah, it's the bros and the, you know, the girls like want to go up to the guys and be with the guys. And it's just not something that I like to watch, but it is what it is.
I feel like they're trying hard to make some kind of showmance happen because they're going to get alcohol tonight. And they even mention in the house, they're like, oh, they're really trying to make a showmance thing happen here. This is what they're trying to go for.
Yeah, they got to, you know, interrupt that that time slot getting taken up by Love Island. So, you know, they got to bring it back a little bit to have something to show on the show. So I can see why directionally they're trying to go that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's really like it's something that I've been thinking about lately, especially with all the Love Island commercials, is how obsessed, and obviously we've known this for a while, but how obsessed the show is with creating showmances. And it makes me think back to like, I really do feel like it was, I think it kind of starts with Will and Janelle, right? And then they try to do this sort of couples thing on Big Brother 9. That doesn't really work out. But then it's Big Brother 11 with Jeff and Jordan, where it just really comes into focus. And it is a thing that the showmance fans are a lot more intense than the regular sort of fans. And they, I think they swarm in big numbers. And when you get into a showmance, you are significantly more popular than when you're not in a showmance, even if it's not a popular showmance. Yep. So I think they really do work hard to create these things because they tend to attract more viewers. And so, obviously, you know, pretty quickly after Big Brother 11, you get Big Brother 13, more couples, more showmances. Especially in the modern seasons, it's like every season we get at least one big showmance that we can talk about or root for or root against or whatever. And the showmances tend to be in the sort of like more popular side of things, of people. I'm thinking about the favorite players, you know, Tyler, who was in a showmance with Angela. You've got Cody, who was in a showmance with Jessica. Even going back to Big Brother 17, when James won, like, he had kind of a weird edited showmance with Meg. And that was, I think, part of what endeared people to him. And then same thing that happened with when he was with the other person,
Natalie,
where like that was also kind of like a weirdly edited thing. But like people love showmances and the show loves showmances and they really want a showmance to happen. And it just hasn't quite yet gone the way they've wanted so far.
You are 1000% correct. And it is something that if you are a new house guest and you're single going into this house, you need to blow up your game and get in a showmance, because guess what? You'll get invited back to any kind of show that CBS has. And we see it season after season with, you know, Jess and Cody going on The Amazing Race, Rachel and Brendan, Jordan and Jeff. And you see these couples that are able to go from show to show and have as much airtime as we've seen. And even we've seen Survivor and Amazing Race try to do the same thing. CBS loves the showmance theme. And I mean, we almost saw Swaggy, who went out week two, come with Bailey and come back into the house this season. Like, that was a possibility. And so it's something that is rampant, that production loves, that CBS loves. I think it's coming from CBS as a whole, saying, we want showmances. We need this. This is what we want. And that's what's really driving this home. So if you're a new person trying to go in this house and want to play a good game, throw it out the window, because if you're in a showmance and people love you, or even if they hate you, you're going back on some kind of CBS reality show.
Yeah, I mean, we might hate it as fans of the game, but I do think it's just, it's a reality of the show that even hated showmances get significantly more attention during and after the show. And that's good for the show. So that's, I think, why they push so hard for it. What are you going to do? Not until people lose interest in the showmances are we going to start to see a decline in. And I think that's, again, it contributes toward casting a bunch of single mid-20s contestants, is because they need as many opportunities for showmances as possible, because the showmances are seemingly like one of the biggest contributing factors toward like getting an invested audience. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, I completely agree.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So, like I said, they got alcohol. They also played some hide and seek, which was fun. They tried to play a prank on Holly and just leave her hiding, but Nicole ruined it and told Holly, which was kind of a good move, I think. Holly was like, oh, Nicole, thank you so much. I love you.
It didn't hurt her. It was something that, you know, kind of helped her out.
Yes. And then, so they get alcohol. They're very, very excited. I just finished the round table and I was making some late night eggs, as I do. And I just heard screaming from the other room because the feeds were on. And I was like, what is happening? It sounds like they're on a roller coaster. And so I walked back in and they were, it's alcohol. Okay. I got it.
I thought you were going to talk about the bug situation there for a second.
Oh my God, that freaked me out too. gave me a heart attack.
That scared the crap out of me when I heard that. I had just got home and turned on the feeds and I was just like, what is going on right now? Like, why are people screaming at the top of their lungs? And yeah, it was for a little bug running around in the house, but...
Well, there were a couple of bug situations. There was like, I think it was a cockroach where... Tommy and Kat and maybe Holly, I don't remember, were like, I'm trying to get it. And it was crazy. But then the one that gave me a heart attack was when Kemi was in the bathroom and just out of nowhere, just like high-pitched, like scream at the top of her lungs, like she was getting murdered. And I was like, whoa, jeez. Like it was out of nowhere because she saw a bee and she had gotten stung earlier. So it's, you know, it's, oh man, like it's, I'm living with people freaking me out about bugs all of a sudden.
Before we let this go, can we go back to the late night eggs situation? You cook eggs nightly? Is this like a ritual
nightly
for you? Or
I just,
are you trying to get
often
small, bro?
Well, yeah. Eggs are a great source of protein.
Oh, Taryn, I love it. You're an eggs fan. Okay,
I would do it in the morning, but I don't have enough time. I'm doing updates.
What kind of eggs are we talking here? Is this
scrambled eggs? Here's what you do. Okay. You take a couple pieces of bacon. You chop them up into like little pieces of bacon. You cook them in the pan, and then you put the eggs in the pan with all the chopped up bacon, and then you make that, and then you got chopped up bacon in your scrambled eggs, and it's delicious.
This is how you get all your live feed energy. It's through eggs. We finally figured it out. You know?
I am very good at making scrambled eggs. Let me tell you, I make the best scrambled eggs.
Oh, hey, you know, I agree with you on the bacon aspect. I'm just not much of an egg guy myself. So, hey, I'll believe you. I'll believe you. I like scrambled though.
Yes. So they get alcohol. They freak out and they start like it's all like they start they go outside and they're just kind of like standing around like they're at a party, like and then even like Jackson is starting to like shotgun some whatevers. I don't know what they had. He's like chugging stuff, and it's like I sort of described it like it's an awkward and empty frat party with no music and it's really bright. That's kind of what it was.
It's such a perfect way of putting it. Yeah, it's the lamest frat party you could possibly go to. And yeah, it's you're just go on. I can't. I'm still on the eggs thing. I can't. It's just too good.
You know what I finish off with after the eggs?
What do you do?
Some plain yogurt. Yeah.
Of course, your favorite. That's so good. I'm sorry. Go on.
So we get Tommy and Bella. They make some popcorn, and then they hide it.
We're off the tracks there.
I don't do late night popcorn like Tommy and Bella do.
Oh man, you're better than me. I'm a late night like milkshake guy, and that's the worst thing I could possibly be. So yeah, no, I go with the eggs. Just keep it up. Keep it up.
And then as with any awkward and empty frat party with no music and really bright lights, you get the hardcore flirting happening with Kat and Jackson. And when I say hardcore flirting, I mean Kat is hardcore flirting with Jackson, and Jackson is hardcore like, please get away from me. Not actually being like that, like, but like on the inside, he's like, please get away from me. On the outside, he's just kind of like standing still. Like he is leaning. He is just sitting there leaning back and like not moving a muscle and like giving Kat like as many just like, yes, I agree. You're correct. She's like, I just love that you're here. You're just, and she's like pawing all over. I just feel like we're really connected and I love having you here. And he's like, yes, thank you. She's like, oh man. And she's like getting real up close to his face. Like, oh, Bobby, thank you so much for being on this update with me. I just really appreciate you in this house and in this podcast. And I just, I mean, your eyes are pretty nice. I hope you know that. I just wanted to let you know. I don't know. I mean, are we gonna meet up later tonight? Like, is that, what are we doing?
Oh, you're so exactly what I'm looking for.
Jackson is very uncomfortable with how forward this is. He is going to talk to Holly a little bit later. Jackson has basically said to Jack that he's like, I kind of prefer Holly. Like, Jackson wants to be with Holly, but he's already hooked up with Kat. Oh, classic conundrum. I've already hooked up with somebody else who I'm stuck in a house with, and now I want to hook up with another person, but this first person is still all over me. What am I supposed to do?
It's a real Sophie's choice. I feel so bad for him. You know?
It's a Jackson's choice.
It's a Jackson's choice, exactly. Yeah, man. talk about first world problems over here. I can't. It's the thing I really hate. Like, I keep going back to it. I just don't. This is not what I watch the show for, but hey, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, no, Jackson.
I'm so glad we had Bobby on the showman's update.
Oh my gosh, right? Like, why? Why did you do this to me, Taryn? Jackson, you know, he's actually better than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was going to be the Jack that we've seen this season. And I thought Jack was going to be the version of him. So I can't talk too badly about him. He's not absolutely terrible. But the showman thing, no.
Yeah.
Not my scene.
Jackson is basically saying, I'm really uncomfortable with this situation. I think it was something along the lines of, early on, I was just trying to comfort her, help her feel sane in this house. And then I made a mistake. And now I'm living with that mistake.
Yeah, he's really, really put himself in a situation here.
Don't you hate it when you're just trying to comfort someone and then you accidentally hook up with them and then you've just made that mistake and now you're just stuck with it because you're stuck in a house with them and you're playing a game with them for $500,000?
Before I had my girlfriend that I have now and love so much, oh, it happened every single week. Like, I can see right into the field that he wouldn't put himself into. Yeah, it's something that happened weekly for me. So,
because,
you know, $500,000 situations and hooking up at the wrong time happens, you know, every time.
Yes. So that's the update for the day. I mean, like I said, there wasn't a lot of movement on the strategic front lines of gameplay here, but there were some funny moments around and, some showmancy stuff.
Yeah, so some mostly showmancy stuff and mostly Ovi staying in the same situation that he's been in. Man, we really need something to turn around because I want to see Ovi back so bad. I don't care what this twist is with David coming up. If it involves Ovi in any way and getting him back in the house, so that's all I care about. Forget about the showman stuff. Forget about the crazy Christie HOH. Let's see something good happen in this house and see some of these, you know, people that we aren't such a fan of maybe get a taste of their own medicine.
Yes. People wanted me to mention that Kemi, I believe she was talking with Nicole about like who would we showmance? You showmance David? I don't know. He seemed a little weird. And they both agree that Nick and Sam have the best personalities in the house.
Yeah, go after married Sam. That sounds like a great idea for a showman's possibility. Oh my gosh,
just seems a little. I don't want to trash Nick or Sam, but if they have the best personalities in the house, and I don't know if the showman's options are I don't know if they did the best job.
I mean, you got the Rob's voiceover for Sam is absolutely perfect. So just hearing him say sweet whispers every single day, it just be oh. Gosh, I can't get over his voiceover for him. It's just the worst. But yeah, no, I don't know. Whatever, Kimmy, whatever you see in your kind of guy, you go for it, girl.
Yes. So that's what we have for you. Maybe there'll be a little more movement today, but as of right now, things basically stand where they still had been standing when we talked about it during the roundtable and on the previous updates. But I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And later today at around 3 p.m. Eastern, I will be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, to go over the new Stockwatch rules and kick off the Stockwatch season. So if you're interested in learning about that, I have totally revamped the formula for pricing. So it's gonna change the game like you've never seen before. I said that last night. A fan favorite already.
I'm excited. I haven't played before. I've always kind of sat it out because I just always got on to a late start, and I'm excited to play. I'm kind of bummed that you're not going to have it on the LFC anymore, but hey, it is what it is. We'll get to see it on Twitch, so I'm excited to be a part of it this year.
Yes, and we will still, of course, like I said, be, you know, talking about it on on the roundtable, just not, you know, doing math on the podcast.
True, true. And I don't blame you for that. I was never a math major. Let's just say Algebra 2 was not my go-to.
Yes, so, if you want to see the math, go to Twitch. that's where the math goes.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a fun season.
Yes. All right. So that's what we have for you, Bobby. Where can people find you on Twitter?
Yes, I'm at Goodspeed Bobby. That's GoodSBY. Can't even spell my own last name wrong. And then Bobby. So at Goodspeed Bobby. And also, if you get a chance, I have a sports podcast that I do weekly every Monday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. It's called Club in the Goods. Need the goods for Bobby Goodspeed. If you get a chance, check it out. It's connected to my Twitter.
There you go. You can find me on Twitter, of course, at Armstrong Taren. And yeah, that's what we have for you. People bringing back the eggs. Just one more tip about the eggs. Throw a little cream cheese in there. I'm telling you.
Oh, Taren. Yeah, I know exactly what to get you next time I see you. You're getting something egg related for sure. Yeah, maybe just a carton of eggs. Yeah. Here, cook. Go ahead. I need some dinner. Here's some late night snack. So yeah, no, that's definitely coming your way.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I will see you next time.
Bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.